In Argentina, boys are given soccer balls on their first birthdays. They play with their friends after school, and men play with their friends after work. But women are generally excluded from the after-work games and from tournaments, and women's soccer does not enjoy the same status in that soccer-mad country. In Buenos Aires, Eilish O'Neill met with women who've decided they're not going to put up with that anymore.
This December, 8 women signed up to play soccer, or, as it's called here, football, at a video game company's end-of-the-year celebration. Human Resources sent out an email asking if they should put together co-ed teams.
Some men answered, like, is this for real? Like, are women going to play with us? I thought it was going to be football for real. They were being serious, and they were not wanting to play with women. Like, saying, okay, yeah, if I don't want to play, take me out of the list. So in the end, what people from Human Resources ended up doing is to make women play separately.
In Argentina, stereotypes about women who play soccer abound.
Once while we were eating lunch at work, I mentioned that I play soccer. One of the guys said, for me, a girl that plays soccer is very masculine. It's strange. I don't accept the idea that a girl can play soccer without being masculine.
I asked my grandchildren, who all love soccer, no, women's soccer games are really boring, Grandma.
Boys are born, and when they're only one, they already have a soccer ball. We girls don't. They choose other sports for girls. Hockey, gymnastics, volleyball.
But more and more Argentine women are refusing to limit themselves to those choices. Over the last couple of years, women have hired coaches, put together tournaments, and started to change the face of Argentine soccer. 29-year-old Elga Zambrana started to play soccer last year.
Lots of companies pay for or rent soccer fields for their male employees. It's like an extra benefit that they get. There are very few companies that do the same for women. So my female coworkers and I got together and said, why can't we do the same?
Zambrana and her coworkers started to play regularly after work. Monique Ferronato, who used to play on that team, says the group is doing its part to challenge stereotypes.
Once one of the guys from work came to play with us, and it was like he couldn't, because he thought, it's going to be very easy to play with you guys. And the truth is that he had a good time, but he had his moment of, oh, they don't play so terribly.
Ferronato and Zambrana are lucky. They picked up soccer 2 decades after a group of women started to pave the way for future female soccer players. Marcela Lesich, the first goalie for Argentina's national women's soccer team, always had to fight to play.
I always played soccer with the boys in my neighborhood. I had to escape in order to play with them. I had to escape from my parents, always afraid that they would catch me. My grandmother, if she ever gave me something for soccer, my father killed her. It was a bad word. A woman couldn't have anything related to soccer.
Finally, after a childhood of fighting with her parents and playing pickup games with boys, Lesich found a team at the age of 17.
They had put together a soccer championship for girls, and I signed up. For me, it was a dream come true, to play in a championship, to put a soccer jersey on. At home, they never even bought me a soccer ball. And to be on a team, for me, that was heaven.
When Lesich was 26 years old, she started to work as a taxi driver. At the time, she was playing both for the Argentine national team and for a professional soccer club, but she wasn't paid by either and had to find other work. Overwhelmed by working full-time and playing for 2 professional teams, she dropped off the national team. To this day, none of Argentina's professional female soccer players draws a salary, says Salvador Estumbo, the president of women's soccer at the Argentine Football Association.
What does a 20-year-old woman who plays soccer but doesn't get paid for it do? Either she gets a boyfriend or she has children or she has to work in order to support herself. But if she made real money playing soccer, which is what I advocate, pay the players, it's the only way.
Though Argentina's female soccer players still aren't salaried, things are changing. When Marcela Lesich started to play soccer, no professional clubs in Argentina had women's teams. Now, 11 of Buenos Aires' 60 clubs have teams for women, and there are even more teams and leagues in the rest of the country. When Lesich started to play for clubs, she and her teammates had to pay their own expenses. Now, some clubs pay for the travel expenses of their female players, or give them a bonus if they win a championship. Marcela Lesic says she's proud to be part of the struggle.
If you take me out of Argentina, you take me away from the struggle. You take me away from the hope of moving forward. If I went to, for example, the United States, what would I do? I would already have everything solved.
For Only a Game, I'm Alicia O'Neill.